化生命密码的健康时代 New Start 全民健康新起点健康讲座，主讲人李香九医师。杜牧恒牧师现场翻译。
Yesterday we learned something about genes.
昨天晚上我们学到有关于基因方面的常识。
Our body is made of different kinds of cells.
我们身体有各种不同的细胞所组成。
But every single cell has genes.
每一个细胞呢都有它的基因。
Just like every single computer has its own program.
就很像每一个电脑呢都有它的一个程式。
We found out all the cells are pre-programmed.
我们发现这样子的细胞里头叫做预设的程式。
Even this maternal instinct was a pre-programmed function.
甚至任何的简单的结构呢都有它的预设的功能。
So when gene changes, the program changes.
所以基因如果一旦改变的话，它的程式效果都改变了。
Then our cell functions abnormally.
细胞的功能就不正常。
You know, our normal cells are very loving each other.
正常的细胞呢是互相相爱的。
What is the instinct of the normal healthy cells?
那么一个正常的细胞的特质是什么呢
？Loving one another，
也就是彼此相爱的。
You know, if you open the Bible，
如果你打开圣经
，it says love one another，
要教我们要彼此相爱。
But when scientists looking at the cells in the laboratory，
那么科学家在实验室里头看到的细胞呢
？They love one another，
发现他们是彼此相爱的。
But you know what? When this normal healthy cell become cancer cell,
你知道吗？一个正常的细胞变成癌症细胞的时候
，they don't talk each other.
他们互相不讲话的。
They don't love one another.
他们不会相爱的。
In other words, normal cells' instinct is loving one another.
也就是正常的细胞，它的本性是一种彼此相爱的本性。
But when it become abnormal cell,
可是成为不正常的细胞时。
Because its gene in the normal cell has changed.
因为基因里头的细胞正常的细胞里头基因是改变。
Then it become cancer cell.
就成为了癌症细胞。
Then they don't love one another anymore.
他们彼此就不再相爱了。
See, when normal cell can come together like this.
所以正常的细胞呢，他们在聚在一起是像这个样子。
When they meet together.
当他们相聚的时候。
They begin to communicate.
他们开始会沟通。
They develop the channel between the two cells.
两个细胞之间会建筑一个共同的频率。
And then they begin to exchange the things they need each other.
他们开始分享彼此的需要。
Oh, do you have some calcium for me?
你可不可以提供给我一些钙质吧
？Then the other said, "Yes, I have enough calcium. You want some more calcium?"
他隔壁的那个细胞说：“好，我这边有，你需要吗
？”Yes, please.
啊，对，我就需要。
Then they share.
他们就分享呢。
Then the other cell wants something else.
那另外一个细胞它也需要一些别的。
So they're sharing.
他们是彼此分享的。
But when cancer cell come together,
可是当那个癌细胞在一起的时候
，They do not communicate.
他们连讲话都不讲
，And they don't know how to share.
他们不知道怎么分享
，Isn't that interesting?
是不是很有意思
？When a normal cell come together like this,
当正常的细胞这样子来相聚的时候
，So when they come into contact,
他们就来接触了
，Then they talk.
他们会对话
，And they say, "Okay, we will go underneath you."
他们就可能彼此来协商。好，我现在在你下面。
You can go over us.
你可以在我上面。
So if you look at the normal tissue,
所以你看到正常的器官的时候
，it is layers.
是成为一个一层一层的。
Layers by layers.
一层一层的。
But when cancer cell come together,
可是癌症细胞在一起的时候
They say, we won't go over you.
他们就说，哎呀，我要在你上面。
And this side says, no, we won't go over you.
那另外一个就说，不会的，我要在你上面。哇，就变成贡丸了。
That's why they make a tumor.
哦，就变成肿瘤。
The mess.
就是一团糟。
That's why cancer makes tumor mess.
所以为什么癌细胞成为肿瘤？
Because they lost their own instinct to love one another.
因为他们失去了一个本性，就是要彼此相爱。
I'm a Christian.
我是一个基督徒。
As I study more about our body and the cells and the genes,
让我越来越研究我们的身体、我们的细胞还有基因。
And I see.The Bible really, really reveals the truth.
我就发现圣经所讲的还真是真理。
It is amazing.
这是很令人惊讶的。
So these genes determines the instinct of the cells.
所以基因它决定了这个细胞的本性。
So what is the then disease?
所以为什么有疾病？
The gene changed in the cells.
因为细胞里头的基因改变了。
In other words, the instinct changed in the cell.
也就是细胞它的本性改变了。
When you look at the genes,
当你看到这个基因的时候，
they are the letters.
它里面却是一个文字来的。
See? What is a computer letter is composed of?
一个电脑里面的文字是怎么样来组合的？
When you do the computer programming,
你要设计程式的时候，
computer uses one and the zero.
电脑的程式呢是用零和一。
Right? And, but this gene use four different letters.
基因呢用四个不同的单字。
Four different chemical called bases.
四个不同的字母称作这个基键。
A, T, G, C.
就是 A, T, G, C.这四个。
Yeah, let me show you the picture I showed you last night again.
让我再给你看看昨天晚上我们看到的图片。
So this is four different parts of the gene.
这个是基因里头四个部分。
A, T, G, C.
就是这四个。
Okay, this is four different bases.
这是四个不同的基键。
And our gene is assembled like this.
它的组合简单来看的话就是这个样子。
Actually, our gene has very weak binding.
这个基因的连结是很脆弱的。
It can be easily combined.
它很容易被结合。
And it can be very easily separated.
但同样也很容易被分裂。
So gene can change very easily.
所以基因是很容易被改变的。
When gene changes, your cell changes.
当基因改变的时候，你的细胞就开始改变。
Then your cell's instinct changes.
那你细胞的特性，它的本能就改变。
So what does it really mean that the gene changes?
那么基因改变，它会带来什么样的一个意义呢？
And you can see here that our human body is a bunch of letters.
在这里，我们可以看到人的身体就是由文字所构成的。
There is a certain sequence of the base.
在这它的基础当中是有一个特殊的程序。
We call base sequence.
叫做这个基础的程序。
Let me give you some example here. Okay, we have G O D.
譬如说，这里有三个字母 G O D。
This is a normal sequence of English alphabet.
这样子的一个字母排列呢，是英文很常有的一个。
Okay, G O D means God.
G O D 的意思就是神。
But if this sequence changes,
如果这个程序改变了
，it become D O G.
变成 DOG,
so God become abnormal.
所以上帝呢变成不正常了。
So God become dog.
就变成狗。
See? What is your disease?
你的 您到底有什么病？
In your gene, we have right sequence, normal sequence of the bases.
所以你的基因里头就有一个基础的程序，这个单字的程序。
And when sequence of this base changes, then you become sick.
这个基建的程序如果改变，你就会生病了。
And your cell become abnormal cell.
细胞变成不正常的细胞。See?
And now you learned something definite here.
所以你在这里可以很清楚地学到。
Previously, we thought the gene never changes.
以前我们都一直以为基因是不会改变的。
Now we know gene can change.
现在我们却知道基因是会改变。
If gene can come back to in normal sequence,Back to normal sequence.
如果基因可以改变成为不正常的程序
，then your cell become normal cell.
一个
when gene sequence base sequence come back to normal.
当这个不好的基因呢变成好的基因的这个程序里头
，then cell come back to normal.
所以细胞就可以成为正常。
So before.We doctors never thought that we can cure the diseases.
之前呢，医生呢，他不会认为我们可以来完全治疗这个疾病。
When we go to medical school,
当我们去医学院读书的时候
，and the professors tell us,
教授就这样告诉我们
，When you become a doctor, you'll never heal the diseases.
教授就告诉我们，你成为医生的时候呢，你是没有办法治疗疾病的。
Because we don't know why disease happens.
因为我们不了解疾病是怎么产生的。
But you can only treat symptoms.
但是你只能做一些治疗，治疗的过程。
You can only make patient feel more comfortable.
只能让病人呢，比较好一点。
Whether it is American medicine, Chinese medicine, it doesn't make any difference.
其实不管中药也好，西药也好，都一样。
No medical treatment can recover the sequence of the gene.
没有任何的治疗过程可以帮助基因成为正常的程序。
Because this is only most recent finding.
这个就是他们。这个呢是却是最近所发现的。
When I was in medical school,
当我过去在医学院里头
，we never learned that cancer is due to the abnormal base sequence.
我们没有学到说癌症细胞乃是因为基因的一个改变成为不正常的而产生。
So we are now living in 21st century.
我们现在是在二十一世纪。
I want you to remember the word base sequence.
我要你记得的就是一个基本的程序。
This is if you don't know word base sequence, you are not really, a 21st century person, really.
如果你不晓得这个基本的程序的话，那你就是在二十一世纪呢，实在就变成什么 LPP 了。
So next time if you go to your doctor's office,
所以下一次呢，你去你医院找你的医生的时候。
Don't just say, "Oh, doctor, I have a liver problem or kidney problem."
你不能这样子跟医生讲说，哎呀，我的肝胃有问题哈，我的身体哪里有问题。
That's really a 19th century way of expressing yourself.
那是十九、二十世纪的一种表达方式。
So next time when you go to doctor,
所以下一次你去找医生的时候
，I want you to tell him this way.
我要你这样子跟他讲。
Oh, doctor.
医生啊
，I have some base sequence problem in my liver cells.
我的这个肝的细胞呢，哈，里头的这个基建的程序有点问题啊。
Then if your doctor is smart one,
如果你的医生是聪明的医生
，and studying every day,
也就是他跟着时代有在研究
，then he will be very impressed.
他对你呢就会印象深刻。
Oh, how do you know about base sequence?
他就会哪里？ 这么厉害，你哪里学的？
Then he will really respect you.
哦，他就会对你呢非常的尊敬。
And he will treat you very good.
哦，他就把他所学的好好的对待你。
But when you talk to your doctor,
可是呢，如果你跟医生这样说，
you said, "Oh, I came here abnormal base sequence in my liver cell."
啊，我的这个细胞的这个基建的程序已经不正常了。
If your doctor says, what base what?
你医生就说，你说什么肌肉啊
？Then I don't think you can trust him.
啊，我就不认为说你应该要信任他。
He is not really studying his work.
哎、hey, ，他可能从毕业以后就很少看书了。
So it is very important for you to know the meaning of the base sequence.
所以对你来讲，能够了解这个基建基础的这个程序是很重要的。
So, gene is letter.
所以基因呢就是一个文字。
Just like English letter here.
就很像我写的英文字一样。
G-O-D is alphabet.
G-O-D 这也是一个字母。
And this right sequence reveals right meaning.
正常的一个程序就表现了正常的意思。
But when sequence become abnormal,
程序如果不正常了
then it has abnormal meaning.
就有一个不正常的意思。
So sequence is very important for meaning for the letters.
对于文字而言，它排字的程序是非常重要。
So genes are the letters.
所以基因就是文字。
And letter reveals meaning.It has a message.
而文字呢，它是象征的一个意义，它是有信息在里头的。
To reveal the right meaning,
为了要表达一个正确的意思
，the letter should be in right sequence.
这个文字必须要按照正确的程序来排列。
So every single disease you know,
所以每一个疾病不管你遇到的是什么
，such as diabetes,
不管是糖尿病
，hypertension,
或者是高血压。
And atherosclerosis,
或者是一个胆固醇的问题。
Cancer,
或者癌症。
This disease all because of abnormal base sequence.
都来自于这些错误的基建程序来的。
Is there any medicine to make base sequence come back to normal?
有任何的药物可以让这个程序翻成正常的吗
？No,
没有。
There's nothing.
没有这种药
，because all those medication，
因为所有的药物
，whether it is American medicine，
不管是西药
，or Chinese medicine，
中药
，they all developed when we scientists did not know anything about the genes。
都是来自于那些不了解基因的一些科学家所制造的药物。
All these medicine is developed to treat symptoms。
这些药物呢，它只是来处理这些症候群。
There are no medication can recover the base sequence of your gene.
没有任何的药物可以来使得这个非正常不正常的这些基因成为正常的。
Okay, so cancer cell is abnormal base sequence in the normal cell.
癌症细胞就是来自于不正常的细胞成为不正。
Now, it is very important for you to really understand.
对你来讲，要了解这一点是很重要的。
How my base sequence become abnormal?
我怎么样正常细胞变成不正常呢
？When you have a cancer,
当你有癌症细胞的时候
，you need to understand that.
你必须要明白这一点。
Right? What happened to me?
我到底发生什么事情
？What happened to my genes？
我的基因到底发生什么事
？How this base sequence become abnormal？
为什么我这个基建的程序变成不正常了
？My original base sequence in my original cell were normal。
我原本的细胞、原本的基因是正常的。
So at that time I did not have a cancer。
那时候我也没癌症啊。
But now my gene become abnormal gene。
可是现在我的基因却变成不正常了。
God become dog。
这个上帝就变成狗了。
Now I have cancer.
所以我现在有癌症。
So once the normal cell become cancer cell.
所以正常的细胞成为癌症细胞的时候呢
？It does not love one another.
这个细胞之间呢不再彼此相爱。
It behaves strangely.
他们的行为也很奇怪了。
See. So if you can understand why the normal gene become abnormal,
所以你能够明白正常的细胞成为不正常的一个原因的话，
then finally you can understand how your abnormal gene can come back to normal.
你才能够了解一个不正常的细胞如何恢复成正常的细胞。
Okay, now let me clarify one very important point again tonight.
我今天晚上再一次来跟你澄清一个很重要的重点，
which is that gene respond to the meaning.
就是基因对于意思是有反应的。
Okay, because genes are the letters.
因为基因是一个文字。
It should respond to the meaning.
所以文字就会展现出一个意义。
You know, the idea that every single cell you have in your body has letters on it.
也就是每一个细胞里头的基因呢，都有它的意义存在。
Which has certain kind of program.
就是一个程式已经在那里。
Let me ask you this question.
让我这样子问你一个问题。
Can any kind of letter be come into existence by coincidence?
任何的文字有没有可能是因为巧合而出现的文字？
Can letter be formed naturally?
这个文字会不会说自然而然就有了这个文字？
That's impossible.
不可能的。
Letter must be designed.
这个文字呢必须是有设计来的。
Letters must be created.
这个文字是来自于创造的。
According to the purpose.
是因着一个目的而有
purpose to reveal the plan and the message.
而这个目的呢，就能够证明说有一个计划，有一个信息来的。
So that's why when you look at the gene as a letter,
所以你看到这个基因就是文字的时候，
then we human beings are not really, coincidental being.
所以我们人并不是一个凑巧变成的人。
When letter must be created to come into existence,
当一个文字要存在的时候，
you know, then gene must be created.
所以基因必然是被造的。
And we have that gene, it should be created.
我们由这个基因所构成，那么我们也是被造的。
That means we human being is created being.
也就是我们人类就是被造的。
Isn't that important?
你不觉得这是很重要的概念吗？
When we go back to this picture again,
让我们回到这样子的一个图画里头。
You know, scientists recently declared that human being is not just a bunch of meat.
科学家最近呢，他们承认就宣布说人不是一个会有功能的一团肉而已。
We are the bunch of letters.
而我们却是一个充满了文字的人。
Letter reveals the meaning.
所以这文字是带有意义的。
You know, when you have a book,
你知道吗？当你有一本书的话，
Anybody has a book?
有没有人有书在手中？
Anybody brought a Bible?
或是有人有带圣经吗？
May I borrow your Bible?
我可以向你借一下吗？
Okay, here's one.
好，这边有一本哦，啊，有了。
Oh, here's some competition. 谢谢。This is Bible.
这是圣经。
Okay, and I gave someone this Bible.
当我在讲到的时候呢
，See, when I was in medical school,
我在。医学院念书的时候，
I thought human being is a bunch of meat.
我那时候只认为人就是嘛一团肉跟组织了。
We are a bunch of proteins.
那里面呢就是有充满了蛋白质。
Is that a fact?
这是不是事实？
Yes, it is fact.
对，这个就是事实。
We are a bunch of protein after all.
是我们是全从头到尾都是蛋白质。
It is the fact.
这是一个事实。
But is it the truth?
但是这是真理吗？
I want you to see there is some difference between the fact and the truth.
我要大家能够注意到真理跟事实的不同。
When you have your Bible in your hand,
当你手中有圣经的时候，
If someone says, Oh, this is a bunch of paper.
哦，有的人说啊，这个是一堆的纸张嘛。
Isn't that the fact?
这是不是事实？
He is not wrong.
他没有错啊。
Because Bible is a bunch of paper.
因为圣经就是一叠的纸嘛。
But he does not know truth about the Bible.
但是他却不认识圣经里头的真理。
If you think,
但是呢，如果你读的话，
yourself is a bunch of meat.
你看，你如果你看自己的话，就是一团肉，对不对？
You are.Same person who tells Bible is a bunch of paper.
就好像刚才那个人说，圣经只不过一堆的纸张而已。
You are only saying the fact.
你只是在述说事实。
You are not saying the truth.
但是你却不是讲真理。
So I told him, "Oh, look at the Bible carefully."
所以我就会跟他讲说，你要仔细的来读圣经啊。
So this person opened the Bible.Oh, there's a bunch of letters.
他就看一看的时候，哎呀，就是一堆这个白纸黑字嘛。
But still, it's fact.
哎，也没错，是事实。
What is truth about Bible?
而圣经的真理又是什么
？Meaning.
有意义。
The meaning letters represent.
而是有一些有带有意义的文字来表现出来。
Right.
是不是这样？
It is time for us to know the meaning of the letter which is written on yourselves.
现在真是我们要认识我们自己身体这个文字意义的时候了。
So the truth about this Bible is.
所以圣经的真理就是呢。
This is message of God.
就是上帝的信息。
This is what God meant.
也就是上帝所制造的。
Right. So this is the truth of God, a truth of Bible.
这就是圣经的真理。
Bible is a bunch of paper. That's only fact.
圣经就是一叠的纸张，那只是一个事实。
We need truth.
但我们需要真理。
If you live your life only based on the facts alone,
如果你活在事实当中而已的话，
your life will be very empty life.
那你的人生会是一个很空洞的。
Don't you want to know the truth?
你不想要了解真理吗？
You know, the fact of life is,
你知道人生的事实是什么呢？
To eat,
就是吃，
and sleep,
睡，
and work,
工作，
eat,
吃，
sleep,
睡，
and
工作，
and eat,
and 吃。
Isn't that the fact of life?
这是不是一生的事实？
Do you know what is the truth of life?
你知道一生的真理是什么吗？
See, it is time for us to know the truth.
这是我们要认识真理的时候了。
Gene, our genes respond to the truth.
基因是对于真理有所回应。
So if you say yourself,
所以如果你自己一个人说
Oh, I'm a bunch of meat.
哎呀，我就像一粒贡丸。
If I die, I'll become dirt.
啊，我死了。尘归尘，土归土。
And there will be nothing.
啊，一切归于无有。
Do you feel happy?
你这样子你会开心吗
？With that fact,
这样的事实你会开心吗
？That's why we need to know the truth about our life.
就是为什么我们需要知道人生的真实真理是什么
？There must be something more than just eating and sleeping and working.
一定比吃睡工作还要有意义的地方。
And our genes does not respond to the fact.
我们的基因并不对事实有所回应。
Our genes are created to respond to the truth.
我们的基因是被创造，是对真理有所反应的。
You know, when I was living in California,
我还在加州的时候
，one of my friends came from Korea.
有一个从韩国来的朋友。
And he asked me to bring him to take him to Las Vegas.
他呢就要求我呢带他去拉斯维加斯。
Because he loved gambling.
因为他喜欢赌。
And I hated gambling.
哎呀，但是我不喜欢赌。
So I told him.
我就跟他讲。
There's much better place than Las Vegas.
我告诉你有一个地方比拉斯维加斯还棒的地方。
Oh, he said, okay, take me some better place than Las Vegas if there are.
哦，真的吗？有什么地方比拉斯维加斯更好的话？好，你带我去。
So I took him to Yosemite National Park.
所以我带他去优胜美地国家公园。
And I love to go that place.
那是我很喜欢去的地方。
And there's a beautiful waterfall.
哎呀，真的是瀑布多么的美。
The water coming down from way at the top.
哇，从万丈的高处
，and the water pouring down，
哇，整个水都这样子洒下来。
And we drove 7 hours to get there。
我们开了7个小时的车到那里。
And I look at the waterfall。
我看到那瀑布的时候，
哇，
哦
，and I was so happy。
哇，很开心。
Why？
为什么
？Because my brain cell produce。
因为我的脑细胞产生什么
？Endorphin. That's right. And as I was looking at the beauty of the waterfall,
当我看到那那么美丽的这个瀑布
，my endorphin gene in my brain get activated.
我脑里的这个基因呢就开始活跃了。
Wow! My genes were active.
你看那个基因
，and endorphin is produced.
嗯，然后开始 endorphin 就出来。
So I told him, "Isn't this beautiful place?"
我说，你看这里不是挺漂亮的吗
？I didn't hear his answer.
他一语不答。
He was standing behind me.
他站在我后面。
So I turned around.
我回头。
Don't you like this place?
你不喜欢这个地方吗
？He was,
在抽烟呢。
He was smoking and he said, "Oh, I already saw it."
啊，这个地方啊，看过了，看过了。
He said, "Let's go. This is enough."
啊，够了，够了，我们走吧。
I said, "Where?"
要去哪里
？He said.You told me there are much better place than Las Vegas.
你不是说要带我去比那拉斯维加斯更好的地方吗
？I told him this is the place.
我告诉你就是这里啦。
Oh, he was very angry.
哦，他很生气呢。
He threw away his cigarette and stepped on it.
他就把他的长寿丢到地上，然后把他踩下。
Then he told me.
他就这样说。
So you drove 7 hours.To take me here to show me the water falling down from the rock.
你用七个小时开车载我来这边，就是要看这个水从上面，就是掉到这个石头上面来。
I saw the truth.
我讲的是真理。
He saw.
哦，我看到的是真理。他看的
fact
是事实。
We can have the same life.
我们可能可以有一样的人生。
Some people live the truth of the life.
但是有的人是活在真理里头。
Some people only live the fact of the life.
但有的人是活在事实里头。
See, what kind of life you're living?
你希望活在怎么样的生活里头
？When he saw only fact of the waterfall.
当他只看到这个瀑布的一个事实。
Of course, water falling down from the rock.
没错，这个水这样子倾泻下来，就在石头上面。
Did he have endorphin?
他身上有没有 endorphin?
No. His endorphin gene did not respond to the fact.
他的 endorphin 的基因呢，对于事实没有反应的。
Gene does not respond to the fact alone.
基因它对于事实不会有产生。
Gene wants truth.
基因它要的是真理。
See? And I saw the truth.
我看到的是真理
，and the truth, the beauty，
就真理的美
，activated，
就活跃了我
，my genes in my brain cells，
活化了我脑细胞里头的基因
，therefore my brain cell produced endorphin，
因此我的脑细胞就开始来分泌出 endorphin。
When endorphin is produced，
当这个东西被分泌出来
，this endorphin make you feel happy。
会让你快乐。
At the same time,
同时呢
，it strengthens your immune system，
就增强了你的免疫力。
Let me show you this picture。
让我给你看看。
In your body, we have immune system。
在我们的身体里头有免疫系统。
Okay, this is cancer cell.
这个是癌症细胞。
These are the white blood cells.
这是白血球。
Now the white blood cell came to destroy the cancer cell.
白血球现在就是要来把这个癌细胞给消灭。
When you have endorphin produced,
当你有 endorphin 来分泌的时候
，then this white blood cell become very active.
那这个白细胞呢？白血球就会非常的活跃。
And kill the cancer cell.
它就要杀害这个癌细胞。
But if you don't have endorphin,
但是如果你没有这个脑内啡
，if you're angry,
生气啦
，if you are sad,
很沮丧
，especially when you hate someone.
特别是你很仇恨别人的时候
，and your body produces more stress hormone.
那么你身体呢就会分泌出那种紧张的荷尔蒙。
Stress hormone killed these white blood cells.
而紧张的荷尔蒙却去杀害白血球。
So you cannot fight with the cancer cell.
以至于就没有办法跟癌细胞来打仗。
That's why it is very important to see the truth.
所以能够。看到真理是那么样的重要。
See, when you see the truth,
当你明白真理的时候
，you've become very happy.
你就会很快乐。
Because truth activate genes.
因为真理呢，它活化了你的基因。
When you listen to this kind of lecture,
你听今天晚上这种讲座的话
，you feel, I'm glad I came here tonight.
你就感觉今天来对地方了。
It's because your endorphin gene is activated because I am telling you the truth.
因为呢，我告诉你真理，所以你的 endorphin 呢不断的来分泌出来。
And at the same time, your white blood cell becomes stronger.
那你的白血球开始变强壮了。
Did you eat something new?
你有没有
？So you didn't take any kind of medication.
你没有吃什么样的药？
You didn't take any kind of Chinese herb.
你也不用这个中药。
But just coming here,
就是来这里
listening to this lecture.
听一听这样子的讲座。
By enjoying the truth,
来享受那里头的真理。
You become your immune system becomes stronger.
你的免疫力呢就增强了。
See, so we can. That's why I am amazed. The Bible says.
我就为什么从圣经里头有很令我惊讶的
？God heals sick people by the word.
上帝用他的话语来医治病人。
By telling them the truth.
借由来传讲真理来医治病人。
Because our gene can only become normal.
因为我们的基因要成为正常的话。
By the truth.
只有借由真理。
Isn't that interesting?
是不是很有意思
？All these medications you take，
所有我们用的药物跟治疗
，like acupuncture you get，
就很像是一个针灸。
It is only for the symptomatic treatment，
只有针对这个病状来治疗。
The healing of the abnormal gene back to normal，
那么如果要让不正常的基因细胞呢要成为正常的话
，can only comes from truth，
只能用真理
，and the goodness，
就是用美善的事物
，and the beauty，
用美的事物
，and the love is the one which has all three these different component。
那爱呢，就是有了这三个要素，就是善美真理。
Then Bible says God is love，
而圣经告诉我们，上帝就是爱。
So when you studied Word of God,
那我们来认识这位神的时候
，you begin to feel, oh, God loves me.
你就会感觉到，哎呀，上帝真是爱我。
Then your genes are activated.
那你的基因呢就开始活化了。
You produce endorphin.
你就分泌恩多芬。
And this endorphin strengthens your immune system.
那这样子 endorphin 呢就增强了你的免疫系统。
I know that in this area the SARS is the problem.
我知道在这个地方
SARS
曾经发生很大严重的问题。
You know what kind of people get SARS?
你知道怎么样的人会得到 SARS?
People who has weak immune system.
就是那些免疫力降低的人。
When you have a strong white blood cells like this,
当你有白血球是很强化的白血球
，you don't have to worry about SARS.
你就不用担心得到 SARS.
Even the SARS organism come into your body,
即或是 SARS 病毒来到你的身体
，if you have a strong white blood cells,
但是你的白血球是强壮的话
，then these white blood cells will kill the SARS virus.
那样白血球就会把这个 SARS 的病毒呢给杀了。
You don't have to worry about AIDS.
你也不用担心艾滋。
You don't have to worry about hepatitis.
不用担心那些病毒。
As long as your white blood cell becomes stronger.
一旦你的白血球是很强壮的话。
And this white blood cell needs truth.
而这些白血球需要什么？真理。
And white blood cell needs the healthy diet.
白血球需要什么？需要健康的饮食。
So yesterday we learned about diabetes.
昨天我们学到一些糖尿病。
See, the biggest cause of diabetes is too much fat and oil in the diet.
糖尿病最主要的其中一个原因就是食物当中太多的油啊，太多的脂肪。
And lack of exercise, right?
运动。
Lack of and then too much stress.
然后太多的压力。
If you have too much stress,
如果你有太多的压力
，stress does not give you any endorphin.
因为压力不会带给你endorphin.
Stress reduces your endorphin.
却是减少降低你的 endorphin.
Then, at the same way, this white blood cell become weaker.
所以同样的，这个白血球也会更脆弱。
If you're under the stress,
所以你在压力之下。
That's why it is important to learn how to forgive.
所以要学会原谅饶恕是很重要。
When you forgive someone,
当你原谅了别人
，you begin to feel very happy.
你就开心，你就很喜乐。
Wow, I forgave.
哇，我已经原谅他了。
And then you have endorphin.
那么你就有这个 endorphin.
And this white blood cell become very stronger.
那你的这个白血球就更强了。
Now.Let's go back to the very important truth that your gene respond to the meaning.
让我们回到这个基因对于意义是有所反应，这是很重要一点。
You know there was a very famous Russian scientist called Dr. Pavlov.
有一个很有名的俄罗斯的科学家叫 Dr. Pavlov.
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 Dr. Pavlov studied about the conditioned reflex.
这Pavlov 博士呢，他就是来特别研究一些反应的情境。
This is very interesting experimentation.
这是一个很有意思的一个实验。
So he took dog in his laboratory.
他们就把这个狗放在实验室。
And he rang the bell.
然后就是按铃。
And dog did not really know the meaning of the bell sound.
那狗呢也不明白这铃声代表什么。
So dog goes. He didn't know what it meant.
他就是傻乎乎的在那里。
Next day, Dr. Pavlov brought the dog again.
第二天呢，这个博士呢，他又再把狗带进来。
He rang the bell.
他就按了铃。
Then he gave something very yummy.
就给他一个好吃的东西。
Then he repeated again.
那就是重复在做这个动作。
Then he repeated again.
再做一次。
Then dog got the meaning.
那个狗呢就知道了这个明白的意思。
Ah, bear sounds means he's going to give me something yummy.
铃声响就有好吃的。
So after he knew that meaning,
这个狗明白了以后。
Then Dr. Pavlov rang the bell.
那这个医生呢他再一次来按铃。
His endorphin gene activated.
这只狗的 endorphin 呢就开始分泌了。
Even before he was given something yummy.
因为之前呢，他听到的声音就有好吃的。
Just by the bell sounds alone.
就是这个铃声就会产生这个效果。
Because dog now got the meaning of the bell sound.
因为这只狗学会了明白这铃声的意思。
So bell sounds, meaning of the bell sounds activate endorphin gene.
所以呢，这个铃声呢，就代表了会分泌 endorphin。
Then saliva，
它的口水， 哦，流个不停。
Saliva gene is activated.
这个流口水的基因就非常的活跃。
Then stomach.
哦，它的胃呢
？And there's
咕噜咕噜
digestive enzyme genes activated.
这个要准备消化基因也很活跃了。
Then his tail.
它的尾巴。
All the genes activated.
哦，真的是全身上下基因开始活跃。
By the meaning of the bell sound,
是借由这个铃声所具有的意义。
Even before he ate something yummy,
甚至呢还没吃到，他就已经有这个现象了。
So as Dr. Pavlov repeated that,
所以这个博士呢他在重复的动作。
Now dog is trusting,
这个狗呢也相信。
Now Dr. Pavlov just pick up the bell.
那这个博士呢，他就拿这个铃。
He didn't even have to ring the bell.
他呢，现在连敲都还没敲。
If Dr. Pavlov is holding the bell like this,
他在譬如说他拿着这个铃像这样子。
Without really ringing the bell,
其实还没有敲上去。
Dog said,
那个狗呢？哇，那个。
All the gene is activating.
所有的基因呢就非常的活跃。
It didn't need any sound.
需要声音吗
？Why？
不用，为什么
？Because dog trust.
因为狗呢已经相信了。
You know, it is very important to have a certain meaning in your life.
所以你一生当中又很重要、很确定的意义是很重要的。
When you have a certain meaning,
如果你活得是很有意义
，then it is important for you to trust that.
你有特殊的意义，你就会去信任它。
Then your genes will be activated.
所以你的基因呢就会活化起来。
If you doubt,
如果你怀疑
，your gene does not move.
你的基因不会有什么动作。
Let me show you why.
我给你看看为什么。
And the third day, Dr. Pavlov came back.
第三天，这个博士来了。
He rang the bell.
他再次敲铃。
He didn't give dog anything.
他也没有给狗任何东西。
He put down the bell and he left.
然后他铃放下就走了。
And dog was very disappointed.
狗呢伤心的要命。
And the next day,
在第二天
，Dr. Pavlov came back.
博士又来了。
Well, dog has some doubt.
然后那个狗呢开始怀疑啊。
To trust him or not?
要不要相信他
？And Dr. Pavlov picked up the bell.
然后这个博士呢就开始拿起这个铃。
Dog got.
那狗呢就开始用怀疑的眼神。
He didn't know what to do.
他不晓得要玩什么把戏。
Because dog cannot trust Dr. Pavlov.
因为狗呢现在不能再信任这个医生了。
And Dr. Pavlov rang the bell.
然后这个医生呢就再次敲那个铃。
And genes are not moving as much as before.
他的那个基因呢就不再有那么像之前那么样活跃了。
Yeah, before gene activated like this.
之前呢哇哇跳跳。
Now gene activated.
现在呢哇弹一点点。
When trust diminishes.
当你的信任感降低的时候。
Response of the gene diminishes.
你的基因反应也降低了。
That's why it is very unhealthy.
所以那是很不健康的。
To hate other people,
去恨恶别人。
To doubt other people,
去怀疑别人。
It is very important to have a trusting relationship.
我们互相信任的关系是非常重要。
We saw some church members here and singing, right?
刚才有一个教会的弟兄姐妹在这边唱。
Where's the singing lady?
唱诗的在哪里？举手一下。
You know that, wow, she was an excellent singer, right?
哇，他们真的是超级的歌唱家。
And, you know, when you go to church,
你知道吗？你去教会的时候
，you are surrounded by the people,
在你周围的人
，whom you can trust,
是你可以信任的。
And you have a good relationship with the people you can trust.
是跟人可以建立好的关系，你可以信任。
So in the church,
在教会里头
，your genes become more active.
你的基因呢就变成活化了。
See, That's why scientists found out.
就是为什么科学家发现
people who go to the church
那些上教堂的人
live much longer.
可以活比较久。
See, which was published in the Newsweek magazine.
是被Newsweek 新闻周刊。
Let me show you. That I have this picture of that the Newsweek magazine. Oh, look at this. Look like the Oriental woman.
这个应该就是我们台湾人。
This is published November 17th, 2004.
就是2004年11月的新闻周刊。
Look at the God and Health.
上帝与健康
，Is religion good medicine？
是不是宗教是不是一个好的药物
？And why science is starting to believe？
为什么科学家开始相信
？Now scientists is now believing this。
是现在科学家开始相信。
So this is a special issue of Newsweek magazine。
这是一个新闻周刊特别的特刊。
Why？ Because scientists begin to understand the genes。
因为科学家呢开始明白基因。
Gene wants trust.
因为基因需要信任。
Gene wants truth.
基因需要真理。
That's why when you have a true relationship.
所以我们如果真正的一个关系。
Like people like you.
就像你们一样。
I understand this is the coldest weather for Taiwan.
我知道在台湾能够有这种天气也不简单。
But you still came.
但是你还敢来。
You know what this means?
你知道那个意思吗？
This is very meaningful event.
这是非常有意义的。
You know? And we all got together.
我们聚在一起。
We spend meaningful time together.
我们在这里花了一些有意义的时间。
We sang together.
我们一起唱。
You know, and we listen to the truth together.
我们一起来聆听真理。
And we are happy together.
我们一起来欢喜快乐。
That is very important for your genes.
这是对你基因是非常重要的。
That's why if you look around the people around you,
也就是为什么你看到你周围的人
who are isolated,
那些很孤单的
who does not like to come to this kind of event.
他们今天晚上不想要来参加的。
This person only stay in the room.
他们只有在家里。
And he does not like people around.
不喜欢别人。
He only watches television.
他只有看那个连续剧。
And usually he gets angry at the television.
看到那个坏人胜利，他就很生气。
They are the one who get sick easily.
这种人他就很容易生病。
Scientists found out those kind of people do not live long.
科学家发现这种人活不久嘞。
It's nature of the gene.
这就是基因的一种本性。
That's why it is important for you to learn about genes.
就是为什么你需要研究基因。
Of course, every day I will talk to you many different kind of diseases and the healthy diet.
是每天我会告诉你怎么样来避免疾病，还有健康的食物。
But it is important to study about gene first.
但是呢，要研究基因是首当其冲。
So, when the meaning of the bell sound was good to dog,
这个铃的声音呢，开始的时候是对狗来讲是很好听的。
And the dog responded good.
因为呢，它可以反映出一个好的反应。
And when dog trusted more,
那狗越加信任的时候
，and dog gene responded more stronger,
那基因的反应也越强。
Now there's a doubt,
但是现在有了疑问。
So next day, Dr. Pablo came back again.
所以第二天，这个医生来的时候
，he rang the bell and he went out.
他敲了铃就走了。
And dog was angry.
那个狗呢，很想骂他。
And now the same bell sound begin to have a bad meaning.
这样子的铃声就变成了一个不好的意思啊。
Now dog respond badly.
以至于狗呢，就产生了不好的反应。
No more endorphin.
就没有 endorphin 了。
Dog feel insulted.
他真的是感觉到很沮丧。
And dog produce stress hormone.
它就是产生了那种紧张焦虑的荷尔蒙。
So it's the same bell sound?
同样的铃哦。
But when the meaning of the bell sound was a good one,
但是这个铃的意义是好的意义的话，
Dog's gene responded good way.
狗呢，它的基因就反映出好的反应。
By producing endorphin.
那么就产生了这个 endorphin.
But now bell sounds become bad.Bad meaning.
但现在的铃声变成不好的意义呢？
The, now the meaning of the bell sound is deception.
那这个就产生了一个怀疑。
An insult.
就非常的愤怒。
And dog gets angry.
那狗呢就生气了。
So next day, Dr. Pablo came back.
所以第二天，这个博士再来的时候，
he picked up the bell.
他拿起铃，
he rang the bell.
敲了一下。
Do you know what dog said?
你知道吗？哎呦，拢醒起来。
Very stressful.
哦，真的是很紧张的。
And this bell sounds make dog very stressful.
所以这个铃声呢，就给狗很大的压力。
See? And now dog's gene is responding bad way.
那这个狗的基因呢，就开始反映出不好的反应。
So I want you to remember this principle of gene.
所以我要你了解这个基因的原理。
Gene respond to meaning.
基因对于意义是有反应的。
But gene need trust.
而基因是需要信任。
That's why it is very important to trust someone.
所以有信心是一个很重要的。
See?I have never met Pastor Tu.
我没有遇到这个杜牧师过。
Well, maybe about 12 years ago.
可能呀，十二年前。
When I came here first time.
我来台中第一次来的时候。
We just shook hands once.
我们就是可能有握过手。
And I couldn't remember him.
我也记不得他。
This time, he.Send me email.
这一次呢，他就写了这个电子邮件。
Could I come to Taichung again?
是不是邀请我来台中
？And I couldn't remember him.
我对他一点印象都没有。
But he said I met he met me before.
然后他就说哇，我遇过你呀，以前。
And I trust him.
然后我就相信他。
I have no doubt.
我没有怀疑。
Why?
为什么？
Because we believe in God.
因为我们彼此都相信同样一位神。
Together.
是一起相信的。
And we really trust each other.
我们真的是互相的信任。
So if you begin to know God,
所以如果你开始来相信上帝的话，
you find out,
你就会发现呢，
suddenly there will be a lot more people you can trust.
你就会发现有更多的朋友是你可以信任他的。
Can call them my brother.
你可以称他弟兄。
My sister.
姐妹。
It is very good for your genes.
哦，这对你的基因是太好不过了。
So your gene respond to good meaning, good way.
所以你的基因是对于有意义、好的意义产生好的反应。
Your gene respond to the bad meaning, bad way.
你的基因同时也对坏的意义产生坏的反应。
So remember, good meaning, good way.
所以好意义，好的反应。
Good, bad meaning, bad way.
坏的意义，坏的反应。
Remember that.
要记得这个原则。
That's the most important principle of health.
这就是健康当中最重要的原则。
And so.Now we learned that our gene respond to the meaning.
所以我们现在学会了基因是对意义有所反应的。
若您有任何身心灵的健康问题，欢迎洽询新起点健康中心，电话04-2201-1418。